Well, good evening, everyone. Alan is here this evening. Tonight, we're going to be speaking on sodium hydroxide, relaxer, scalp damage, and protection. Thank you. Alan?
Thank you, Brian. Welcome, everyone, to the call. Tonight, I really wanted to address something that I think is misunderstood in our communities and generally speaking, and I'll be speaking about how to protect the scalp and the growth of the hair through Protect Base Cream and Stain Resistor. But what I want to highlight tonight is the damaging effects of sodium hydroxide. And I think who really shows us a good demonstration of this is Chris Rock's Good Hair movie. And if you haven't seen it, whatever culture you come from, you're going to find it fascinating because it really does show a beauty and a commitment to beauty and a drive to a certain quality of satisfaction in the beauty industry at some extraordinary costs. And it saddens me to know that so many people have to go through this process to get what is referred to as good hair, and the extraordinary expense that people have to go through, and the extraordinary pain. But what also is really not fully talked about in the movie is the extraordinary damage that happens to the scalp and the skin of the person who is having a sodium hydroxide relaxer applied. Now, I'm really paying attention to sodium hydroxide because it's the most common. There are other versions out there, calcium hydroxide, ammonium thioglycolate, and other compilations, but the basic component is an ingredient called sodium hydroxide that actually melts down the hair. It is the same ingredient that you find in Drano. So it's something that's very, very caustic. How Drano works is, if you're old enough to have seen the commercials of Drano, you see how they would apply the Drano crystals into the clear pipe underneath the sink that is clogged with hair and whatnot. And what happens is the sodium hydroxide crystals begin to melt the hair away and thus allowing the water to flow once again. So therefore, with Drano or Liquid Plumber, you no longer need to use a person to come out and clear it. You just use this caustic sodium hydroxide mixture to dissolve in that water the hair that's causing the clogging. So this was introduced many, many years ago, many decades ago, the turn of the century to, if I'm not mistaken, it was the turn of the century, of the 20th century, now the 21st, to begin dissolving with caution. But nevertheless, sometimes it gets out of hand or it gets overprocessed and ends up breaking the hair off of the client's scalp. This was introduced, as I said, at the turn of the 20th century, and it is a viable option to get some control over certain textures of the fabric we call hair. Nevertheless, the unfortunate problem with it is its caustic pH, very, very high, around 13 to 15, depending on how it's formulated, it begins to melt not only the hair's cysteine structure, but it also begins to melt the scalp tissue. And when it melts that scalp tissue that's surrounding and sealing the hair in the follicle, it is also allowing the entry of this terrible sodium hydroxide into the follicle of each hair. Now, that's where the blood supply is feeding the follicle to create the hair. And where that bulb of hair is anchored, this sodium hydroxide is just a membrane away from the blood supply of the person. So it's very, very damaging. This is why many people who have a sodium hydroxide relaxer or relaxer of any sort will walk away with blisters, burning, and sometimes bleeding. So this is a terrible thing that happens, and sometimes it gets out of hand. But over time, if a person has this application done on a regular basis, which is typically a 4-week turnaround, sometimes a 6-week turnaround, nevertheless, it really doesn't give the scalp time to repair itself, and over time will collectively damage the scalp to the point of thinning hair and baldness. This is why so many of our ethnic friends have a shinier scalp than anyone else, because the sodium hydroxide has begun to damage the skin so that it just flattens out and gets very, very slick looking and very shiny looking because there's no more indentations where those follicles were. So this is a terrible problem that happens for our ethnic community. Now, the problem also is that it gets covered up because the hairdressers have gotten so fantastic these days. As you'll see in the movie, they do some artwork of hair that is unbelievable. And so we walk around with seeing ethnic people with fantastic looking hair, but as you find out, it's not really their hair other than it's purchased hair, because their actual hair has been burned away with these chemicals through a couple of decades of use, sometimes less than that. Sometimes it's instantaneous, depending on who's applied it and how long it stayed on. So what there is from us at Bellagenza, we've created a protective lotion, a protective cream called Protect Base Cream and Stain Resistor. We call it those two things because this is a cream that can be put right on the scalp, and it goes to create a barrier and really, really fill in around those follicles, a barrier that is not penetrated too easily, if at all, by these sodium hydroxide, calcium hydroxide relaxers. And also, it creates a non-stick surface for the color molecules, whoever's getting hair color, from having those hair color molecules stick to the skin, causing staining. But also, because it's not allowing the contact of the color molecules to stain, it's also not allowing some of the harsh chemicals and questionable poisons that might be in the hair color itself. So we're helping in two ways. We're protecting people in a comfortable way where they don't have to have the burning sensations of the relaxer or maybe some of the caustic absorption of dangerous chemicals in hair colors. But also we're helping our green-friendly people who really just don't want to use hair color, but they just can't find an alternative that is safe enough. So what they can do is use the Protect Face Cream and Stain Resistor. I'm saying Stain Resistor with a little more emphasis because it really has that. Really, any client who's having any kind of chemical service should be using Protect no matter what. So all that to say, over time, we don't know if We do see, let me say what we can say. We can see and say that people are having thinning hair from using relaxers. What we can't necessarily prove or say is that people who are using hair color on the scalp are suffering the same consequence, but we don't know what other consequences may be happening by applying those chemicals on the skin in a long-term way. But what we do know is that when you use Protect Face Cream and Stain Resistor, you are going to be able to satisfy the clients or satisfy yourself with using those chemicals without any